Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin. Chulin daf Ayin, and we are on Samach Tasma Beis. We're going to start with the Mishnah. But just first, today's shiur is sponsored by Aryeh Schneider, Bischus Besoros Tovos. Bischus Besoros Tovos, so we definitely agree. Bischus Besoros Tovos. Thank you for the sponsorship, Aryeh Schneider. Okay. We continue with Daf Samach Tasma Beis. Let's start with the Mishnah, because really the Gemara picked up on Daf Ayin, where the words in the middle. So we'll start again with this Mishnah, the second Mishnah in the Perek. Hamavakeres Hamakasha Leilad. So remember, this Perek is all about Ben Pakua, the uterus, the fetus inside the animal. So Hamavakeres, animal that is about to have its firstborn. Mivakeres, Hamakasha Leilad, in the middle of giving birth. So as we know, the baby that's about to come out is going to have Kedushas Bechar automatically. Yes, there's an inyan, Shmuel says, of mitzvah lahakdisho, of adding one's own personal sanctification. But really, this is a karban automatically. Right? Kedushas Bechar. So what happens though, when does the Kedushas Bechar start? At what moment does the Kedusha start? So says the Gemara, Machatech Ever Mashlech L'Klavim. If it's Makashe Leilad, and somebody, the person helping the animal have this baby, goes inside the animal and cuts Ever, limb by, or on its way out. The Rashi says, as it comes out, goes to the edge of the animal, and throws it to the klavim. In other words, no kedusha. Right? Throwing it to the klavim reflects that there is no kedusha yet. Yotza rubo, but once most of the animal comes out, then it achieves kedushas bechar, and therefore harizei kaver, that has to be buried like any karban that became nifsal, and it is unredeemable anymore. V'nifteras b'nabachorah, but in either case, even in the first case where there was no kedushas bechar, the next animal that this mother has does not have kedushas bechar, because this was peter rechem, even though it was limb by limb, even in the first case, even though it didn't have kedushas bechar, seemingly, but it does pater from the next case. Right? There are many cases that don't have kedushas bechar, but paters for the next case. For example, yotzi dofen, where you have a cesarean animal born from a mother that did not come out derech rechem, that also does not have kedushas bechar, as we'll see, but it paters from the later on any other animal coming out. So this is the halacha in the Mishnah. We're going to have to talk about what exactly the Mishnah is telling me about the kedusha. But the pashas is, sounds like, while the animal comes out one by one, piece by piece, limb by limb, it does not have kedusha yet. Pashas of the Mishnah is that it only achieves kedusha when rove of the animal comes out. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. Itmar, so let's see. Yatza shlish umachar lo'obik achavim. What happens if a little of the animal came out, and then he, the owner of the animal, sold it to a guy? What does it mean? We're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says here, seems like from Rashi, that he sold that third that came out. Right, a third of the animal came out, and then he sold it to a guy. What's the issue of a guy? The Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak in Bechoros that if a non-Jew owns any part of the mother animal, that's a hafka of the chiyuv of Bechor. That's what the Mishnah says in Perak HaLokeach. HaLokeach Ubar Paraso Shel Nachri. It's the Daf Yud Gimel in Bechoros, but it's the beginning of the second Perak. If somebody buys an Ubar of a Nachri's animal, V'hamocher lo, or somebody sells to a guy the Ubar of his own cow, Af Alpish Eino Rashai, even though he's not allowed to do that, because the Mishnah says later you're not allowed to sell behema gases to a guy for various reasons, HaMishtatif lo, or if somebody has a Shituf, a partnership with a guy in the ownership of an animal, v'amakabel mimenu, or if somebody is working with the guy's animal, v'anosi lo b'kabala, or the guy's working with your animal, in any of these cases where what's called yad goy be'emsa, patur min ha'bechora, shnemar b'yisrael avalo ba'acherim. That's the halacha. So that's what we do, as we mentioned in the past. If we know that an animal is mivakeres, we don't want a bechor walking around. It'll lead to problems. So what we do is to have a shutfis with the bechor. We sell a certain percentage of the animal to a guy, and in that way, That's mafkia, the chiv of bachar, and then we can buy it back afterwards. It's just at the moment of the birth, it cannot have ownership of a guy. Or we want it to have ownership of a guy so that we don't have klishus bachar bizman hazeh. So our Gemara says, Yatsa shlishu mecharo la'ovik al-chavim. What about this case where a third of the animal came out, and then it was sold, the third was sold to a guy, the chazar the yatsa shlish, and then the chazar, and then another shlish went out afterwards, and now altogether there's rov that has come out, but what is the halacha? Is there kedushas bechor or not? So Rav Huna Amar Kadosh, Rabba Amar Eino Kadosh. Machlokas, whether there's kedusha or not. Because the first third of this animal, it came out and then you sold it to a guy. So now, do we say that by the time the other third comes out, and now rov has come out, but now half of this rov that has come out is owned by a guy. So is that mafkia the kedusha? That's the machlokas. So Rav Huna Amar Kadosh. Rav Huna says there is kedusha. Why? Kasavar lemafreya kadosh. Rav Huna holds that the kedusha of Bechor really starts from the first moment that the birth starts. Yeah, it is not nigmar until the whole rove comes out, but really it's a process, and you recognize the first moment of the process in terms of bringing its kedusha. And therefore, v'kiva denafik le'rube, once rove of the animal comes out, you go back to the first moment that this rove started coming out. That moment was what also contributed to the Kedushas Bechor, and therefore, Igloi Milsalam Afreya, to make Kara Havi Kadosh. And it comes out that the moment that the birth started, even the first third, it was already Kadosh Bekedushas Bechor, Umayda Zavin Lav Klum Zavin, and therefore he wasn't able to sell it to a guy. It's not that the guy's ownership would here prevent Kedushas Bechor from kicking in, it was too late. He wasn't allowed to sell it. Right, that was Rav Huna's Shita. Rav Huna holds L'mafreya Kadosh, that the Kedusha, again, the Kedusha Bechor starts with the beginning of the birth. And therefore, he wasn't allowed to sell it. And in this case, a third, it would be considered. Rove of the animal came out, and there is Kedushas Bechor. Rabba Amar Eino Kadosh. Rabba says, no, there's no Kedusha here. Why? Kasavar Mikana Lahaba Kadosh. Because Rabba holds that Kedusha Bechor goes by when Rove comes out. When Rove comes out, that's when Kedusha kicks in. Umay de Zavin, Shaper Zavin. Therefore, he was allowed to, when a third came out, there was no Kedushas Bechor yet. And therefore, he was allowed to sell it to a guy. So Bemela, once Rove came out, it was Yad Nachri Be'emsa, as Rashi quotes on the fourth to last line at the end, Havili Yad Ovid Kochavim Be'emsa, and therefore he had a right to sell it, and that prevented Kedushas Bechor. Okay, so this is a Machlokas Rav Huna and Rabba. Let's continue for a minute, and then we'll talk about it. The Yazal Tamayu, this Machlokas also comes up elsewhere. Where does it come up? To Itmar. Right, a parallel machlokas, Ditmar, Yatsa Shlish Derech Dofan, Vishnei Shlishi Derech Rechem. What if the first third of the animal comes out not Derech Rechem? Let's say some Rashi quotes, either some medicine was given or you had to take it out. You know, part of the animal comes out, you know, sticks out, but then the rest of it goes out through the Rechem. So what is that considered? So Rashi says, Yatsa Shlish Derech Dofan Tchila Ayde Sam V'Sakin, third line to last line, Uba Gemar Leida Niftach Rechem Yatsa Shnei Shlishim. It wasn't going out the normal way, but then all of a sudden, once things started moving, you know, so then it came out, whatever the Metzias is. But that's the first third, the first third Derech Dofan, and the next two thirds Derech Rechem. So if you look at the total of this animal, most of it came out Derech Rechem. But the beginning of it did not. So how do we look at that? So Rav Huna now is the opposite. Rav Huna Amar, but it's because of the same reasons. Rav Huna Amar Eino Kadosh, Rabba Amar Kadosh. This is the opposite. Let's talk about why. Rav Huna Amar Eino Kadosh. Rav Huna says that this animal that came out at the beginning Derech Dofan and then switched to Derech Rechem is not Kadosh. Why? What was Rav Huna Shita? Rav Huna L'tayim Eid Amar L'mafreya Kadosh. Rav Huna holds that Kedushas Bechor is from the beginning of the process, from the moment that the birth starts, that's when Kedusha kicks in. So here, when Kedusha kicked in, it was going out Derech Dofan. Veruba kama lesa berechem. And therefore, if you look at the beginning of this process, so then it did not come out Derech Rechem. Right? It did not come out Derech Rechem. Even you don't look at the result. You're looking for the beginning of the process. Beginning of the process, so then it didn't work. Rabba Amar Kadosh. Rabba says, no. Even in this case, it's Kadosh. Why? Rabba says, you look at it in totality. You don't look at it at the beginning of the process. You look at it once Rove comes out. Veruba derech rechem nafik. And Rove of this animal came out derech rechem. Rashi explains. It doesn't matter when, which stage of the process. Rashi says in the second to last line, O betchila o basof. Either at the beginning of the process or at the end of the process, but the birth had rove derech rechem, and therefore that would be good enough for the kedusha of this bechor. Vitzricha, just finishing up this machlokas, vitzricha, and we need both contexts of the machlokas, Rav Huna and Rabba. We need the context of selling it to a guy after a third came out, and we need the context of the first third coming out derech dofan. Why do you need both? Diyashmina bahal. If we only had the first case of the case of the guy, bihakam Rav Huna, maybe only over there, Rav Huna says l'mafreya kadosh, and he wasn't allowed to sell it, then it has kedusha, mishum de la kula, because not saying his shita would be a kula. And we don't want to say that. So maybe that's why he says l'mafreya kadosh in the case of the selling it to a guy. Aval bahach, but in this second case of derech rechem, derech dofan, dila chumra, that it would be a chumra to say the other shita. So then, ema moyulei l'rabba. So then we would agree to Rabba, and it would be outright, because Rabba in that case is the chumra that he says it has kedusha. So the Rabba would agree in that case that it is mikana lahaba. Kamash v'lan not. And the opposite, the edbar baha, baha kama Rabba, and if not, and if you say the other way, if you only have the second case, maybe only there Rabba says it, because there he's machmir. So that is the both context of machlokas. Tosfos discusses, and there are other Rishonim to discuss, how are we able to, the language of the Mishnah was, you're mechatech ever ever. So you're allowed to be matil mum bikachim, let it cut, especially according to the shita of lemafreya kadosh. You're allowed to cut this animal. So what about the Isser of being Malta Mumbakachim? So Tosfos says at the end of Tosfos Mai, on top of the of Ayin Amin Aleph, Tosfos says maybe by a Nafel, it's not Roy Lakrava, and therefore there wouldn't be Kedusha in this case. There wouldn't be an Isser of Hatalas Mumbakachim. The Ramban here says that whole Isser only applies after full Eda. No matter when Kedusha starts, the Isser of Matal Mum only starts special din by full Leda. Why should that be? So it's a beautiful brisker rough. We haven't done a griz in a while. So the griz in Hilchas Bechoros says as follows. The Rambam paskins like Rav Huna. The Rambam says there in Dalet Hezvav, Yatsa Shlish Umachara Lenachri V'chazar V'yatsa Shlish Acher Niskadish L'mafreya. It's a pasuk like Rav Huna, that it's kadosh right away, therefore you weren't allowed to sell it to a guy, and therefore it has full kedusha. Tosfos notes in our sugya, the Griz quotes, that even according to Rav Huna, once a little bit came out, you can't be matal mum in the kachin. Even Rav Huna would say that. And that's what Tosfos has to come up, it's a nefel, this answer, that answer. The problem is that the Rambam quotes Rav Huna, that lamafreya kadosh, but he also paskins in Hilchis Tmura, didafka im amar, im yitzias rov rosho, yihya ola, hare ze bechar ve'ena ola. Right? Are you allowed to change the carbon before it comes out into a different carbon? So the Rambam says, didafka im amar, im yitzias rov rosho, yihya ola, it should be an ola, with Yitzias Rav Rosho. So that's a Bechar and not an Ola. Mash Bakodam Yitzias Rav Rosho. Akati Kedushas Ola Chai Le'alei. You can change it into an Ola before it comes out. What do you mean? He passes like Rav Huna. If he passes like Rav Huna, shouldn't the beginning of the Leda bring the Kedusha, and therefore, from the beginning of the Leda, you can't change this into any other carbon. And the Rambam says, only when Robovic comes out, you can't change it to any other carbon. But right when a little bit comes out, it sounds like you can still change it to a carbon. Whether it's a good idea or not, it's a question. But does it work? If I want to make my Bechar into a carbonola, so does that work? So the Rambam says it works. That's the kasha on the Rambam. Tosfos tries to have both ways. Even according to Rav Huna, these halachas kick in earlier. So says the Griz. There are two stages of kedusha, of status, that kick in for this animal. V'hanira lomar v'dasa Rambam. Dihine, yisod plugtas, Rav Huna v'Rabba, im l'mafreya kadosh o mikana l'haba kadosh, nira, dihi, let's read his words and then try to explain it, dihi be'ikr hashem peter rechem hamachayet b'bechora. What is the machlokas b'tum is when is the status of peter rechem start? Bechora is peter rechem. When does that status start? The man d'amar l'mafreya kadosh, Rav Huna, who says l'mafreya sover, d'hadin peter rechem shebivachar, nigmar al yidei ko miksas bifnei atzmo. Every part that comes out is labeled as peter rechem. That's what l'mafreya kadosh means. It's labeled as peter rechem. We didn't get to kedushas bachar yet. That's a separate thing, as we'll say. But the issue in our Gemara is when is it called Peter Rechem? Rav Huna says every stage, every little bit is called Peter Rechem. The call Mixas Sheyatza, Shame Peter Rechem Alei, Umischayev Bivachora. And that's how we could prevent that the guy is Peter Rechem, so you can't sell it to a guy. It's labeled as Peter Rechem. Uman to Amar Mikanu Lahaba Kadosh, the one who says Mikanu Lahaba, Svirulei, that did Peter Rechem Nasa Rakad Yitzias Harov. When is this animal labeled as peter rechem? When rov comes out. Because man shel yatzah rov derech rechem, akati gamzeh miksas ein bo shem peter rechem klal. Until rov comes out, according to Rabbah, the miyah that has come out already is still not labeled as peter rechem. That's the machlokas Rabbah and Rav Huna. When is it called peter rechem or not? Step one. Now the Griz says, skipping now, V'hidei l'chora yish l'dun v'lomar. Let me suggest, D'nehi nami d'le Rav Huna l'mafreya kadosh l'mafreya chal bo shein peter rechem b'chol miksas b'fnei atzmoy d'yitziyaso u'petiris rechem shelo. Yes, according to Rav Huna, what does l'mafreya kadosh mean? L'mafreya kadosh means it's labeled as peter rechem. Don't take that word kadosh so seriously and literally. L'mafreya kadosh means when does the shame, the chalo shame of peter rechem start? That's l'mafreya. But mikol makom, when does it get kedushas haguf? When does it become a karbon? That didn't happen yet, even according to Rav Huna. Mikol makom kol zehu l'ni ikr chalos hashem shal peter rechem v'schay bevechora. D'mishibiyatsu miksasu kvar hu b'chal peter rechem. Aval le'inyan chalos kedusha mamis shetachol alav kedushas haguf shal bechor b'zeh yish lomar tekivad akapanim ol yotza adayin kulo v'lo nasa od kulo peter rechem v'lo nigmar beit toras bechor bekulo akati lav bar mechal kedushahu. Because chalos kedusha and what it says at the end, the isser of atalas mum, those things might only kick in when something has full kedushas haguf, not when it has status of peter rechem. And therefore says the Griz, the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbah is about when does the status of Bechor start, not when full kedushas, haguf of Bechor kicks in. So when, if we're talking about an afkamina of selling it to a goy, right, so that has to do with when does the status of peter rechem start. That's where Rav Huna says you can't sell it to a guy. When we're talking about the other machlokes, what's the second machlokes? He says it's beforeish, right? What's the language? What's the language of the bottom of Amud Aleph? Rav Huna amar l'mafreya kadosh v'ruba kama lesa berechem. That's his language. And what does Rabbah say? Derech rechem nafik. What do you mean derech rechem nafik? It's labeled as peter rechem if it's at the beginning of the process or at the end of the process, because it's all about the status of peter rechem. That's what he says at the end. And that's why you can change it to a carbonola. Because until it has kedushas haguf, even if it has the status of peter rechem, that's the chiddush of the Rambam, then you can still change it to a carbonola. Only when it has kedushas haguf, then you can change it to a kedusha. That is the Brisker Rav in Bechoros, Dalid Tes Vav. Okay, good. Let's continue. Okay, says the Gemara. Now we're going to try to prove or ask kashas on each of these shitas. Says the Gemara Tanan. Let's quote our Mishnah, second line. Hamivakeres hamakasha leleid mechatech ever ever mashlach l'klavim. Our Mishnah said that if an animal is having trouble giving birth, every limb that comes out, and let's say the case is this mother's in trouble, you want to save the mother's life. Right, it's having trouble giving birth. So you want to get this animal out as quickly as possible. So you think that cutting off each limb as it comes out is going to help. So you cut off each limb. That's your kavana. And then you throw it to the klavim. So my love, aren't we talking about a case of mechatech umeniach? Each limb that you cut off, then you then put down. Meaning it's in existence now. And therefore, by the time rov comes out, that you've cut off rov of the animal, but rov is all sitting there in front of you. So ve'i amrit l'mafreya hu kadosh, if we say that l'mafreya kadosh, and each stage of the Yitzia achieves a status, let's say using the Briskerov's terms of Peter Rechem, so you cover me, Boile. So once it all comes out, shouldn't it now all have the status of Peter Rechem, and you should have to bury it? Right? So you shouldn't be able to throw it to the dogs? Doesn't it have that status? So the Gemara says, Lo, Hachumai Skinim Machatichu Mashlech. Every time you cut off a limb, that for sure is nothing yet, right? Because it's only Peter Rechem, let's say it's only, even Rav Huda would say, it's only Peter Rechem Lumafreya, once Rov came out, then you can go backwards. But here, you never have the status of Rov in existence. So that's why you'd be able to be, throw it to the dogs. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. I'm sorry?
That's what the Mishnah says. I don't understand what...
Sorry, so we're trying to fit Rav Huda into the Mishnah, to try to figure out his Svara.
How could you have said the meaning of...
The Mishnah said, well, you don't know when you're being mashlech. After you have everything, you're throwing it all to the dogs later that night, or you're throwing it one by one. That's not clear in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, we're talking about you throw it one by one. So the Gemara says, what? Aval machatech miniach ma yikaver. But what's the diak then? If you would have them all there, by the time it all came out, you would bury it? So then, adatana seifa, so why do we have, instead of in the seifa, bringing in a new factor, yatsa, rubo, yikaver, v'niftar, menamechora, once rov comes out, then it would be niftar, so liflog, lisibididay, as the Gemara many times asks, why aren't you mechalek within the first case? What do you have to bring in a second factor for? The Mishnah could say, "Bamedzavar mamurim." When do we say that you're allowed to cut one by one and throw it to the dogs? B'mechadichu mashlich, if you're throwing it, one by one. But if it's still there in front of you, you should have to bury it. Why did it just say that in the first case? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's what the Mishnah is saying. When do we say that you're allowed to do it, that it does not have Kedusha if you throw each limb? But if you put each one down, and it's all there in front of you, it's as if it all came out without your cutting it. It all came out as one, v'yikaver, and you must bury it, period. Okay, so now we have, for the rest of the Amud, we have questions. Questions about Kedushas Bechor. Is this Bechor, is this not a Bechor? This Gemara could also have been in Meseches Bechoros, which, by the way, is the next Mesech after Meseches Chulin. So don't go out and buy a Bechoros yet. I mean, you can, but we still got a while. Baruch Hashem in Chulin. But the rest is questions about Bechorah. Boy, Rava. Rava asked the following kasha. Halchu be'evarim achar harov, o lo halchu be'evarim achar harov. Do you go after limbs when it comes to determining rov? What does that mean? It's like Gemara itself says. Hey, Chidami, what exactly is the question that you're talking about? Do you go after limbs when it comes to rov? So, ilema kigon sheyatza rov b'miut ever. What happens if rov of an animal came out? So usually that's Kedushas Bechor, but it's only majority because there's one limb on the border. There's one limb that's half in, half out, most of it's still in. But you're using the miut of that limb, let's say one of the paws, puts it over the top, the miut of that limb puts it over the top. But the question is, what do you consider this limb? The Kami Boile, and this is Rava's question. Hai miut divroi basarov de aver shadina lay. This miut, do you go by limb? You determine limb, so most of this limb is still inside. So therefore, the miut of the limb is that's out, you consider it as if it's in, and therefore, rov of the animal didn't come out yet. Oh, basarov de uber shadina lay. Or do you say, no, you go by rov of the animal. Rov of this uber is out. So what? You don't look at this limb, you look at the whole animal as a totality. And therefore, Rova, the uber is out there for this limb. This miut of the limb is more shayach to the whole animal than it is shayach to its own personal limb. And therefore, it would be considered rov out. So Gemara says, that's not the question. Why? Because that would be obvious. Pshita. Delo shavkinan ruba de uber vazlina basa rov ever. Yeah, of course. Of course you're gonna say that the minority part of this limb that is out goes with the animal and not with the other part of it. So, Ella, this is really the question of Rava. Kigotche yotza chetzio berov aver. Half of the animal is out. Half of the animal is out, but including what made it half? A majority of a limb made it half. So now the question is, there's a little bit of limb left inside. So maybe that should be considered as if it's out and make this animal born already. The kami boile, hahu miyat bagavoi. the little bit that's still left inside, ma'ul mishte basarov eiver. Do we throw that after rov of its eiver? So here, it's half and half in and out, so forget the ubar, but rov of the eiver is out, so do we consider this as if rov is out? That's the question. So, tashma, so let's try to prove it from the next line of the Mishnah. That's why this Gemara is here. Yatza rubo harezi kaver. The Mishnah says if rov comes, once rov went out, then it has kedushas bachar, and if you do anything to it, so then you have to bury it. So my rubo, what does it mean rov came out? Ilema rubo mamish. Is it that mamish rov came out already? Ad hashal ashbir de rubo kakulo. Well, you have to wait for chulin dafayin. You have to wait for the fourth parak in chulin to learn this principle of rubo kakulo. That rov is like, oh, what do we know that from many places already? Remember we had back in the first parak daf yad aleph? The questions of Hochanach Arov, all the sources for Chazak of Hochanach Arov, and we said there, the relationship between Hochanach Arov and Ruba Kakulo, you might be b'chalik between them, as we'll mention in a second, but we know Rov already. So what's the question here? Let's just continue for a minute, then we'll talk about Ruba Kakulo. So El Olav, so our Mishnah must not be talking about literal Rov. What must our Mishnah be talking about? Our case, El Olav Kagon, Sheyatza Chetzi Oberov Eiver. Isn't it talking about a case of half the animal's half in, half out, but included in the half that's out is the majority of a limb? So maybe that's what the Mishnah is saying. Once Rov goes out, it's considered born already. Our Mishnah is answering that question of Rava. Isn't that the case? The grass is low. Maybe not. Maybe our Mishnah is saying the following. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about a case where Rov of the animal went out, but it's only Rov because of the miut of a limb. And rova that limb is still inside. The kamash malan and the chiddush of the Mishnah is the lo shafkina and rubo deuber de behema vazina basar ever. Right? Don't leave over. Don't say that it's going to go after the rova of a limb. It has to go after the rova of an uber. So maybe there's no raya to that question of rova. What's the obvious question? We just have pshita. So the Tosfos Rashi says the Gemara does this sometimes. There's no real strong answer to that question. The Gemara does that sometimes. At one stage, thinks that something is pshita, and the next line it'll say, "No, that's what the Mishnah is saying." That's the Tosfos Rashi notes it and does not give a better answer. Right? Become welcome. Derech haMishnah lahashmienu afilu adavar apashut kivan sheino marich kolkach the kohena rabos betalmud. Right? You have sometimes that even though something is semi-obvious, the Gemara assumes something is semi-obvious, maybe in the Torah we would say, Pshita, the Gemara, we don't need a pasuk for this. But sometimes the Tosfos Rashi is saying in the Mishnah, even though something is Pshita, you would say this as well. Oh, so, Josh picks up on what the Rabban is about to say. The Rabban says, this whole Shakal Vitarya is Bein Lamanda Amar Rav Huna, Bein Lamanda Amar Rabba. And he goes through each one. He says, V'tibar Lamanda Amar Yesh Le... I'm sorry, not Rabba and Rav Huna. Lamanda Amar, yesterday's Gemara, of Yesh Le Dele Ivarim or Ein Le Dele Ivarim. This whole Shakal Vitarya, he says, going by Rov, going by Miyat, could be according to either Manda Amar. He says, T'ibar Lamanda Amar Yesh Le Dele Ivarim, according to Lamanda Amar Yesh Le Dele Ivarim, remember the end of Friday's daf, yesh leid levarim, that is considered born, every limb that comes out, hasav hu denafik rov oso aver atzmo. Maybe you only say that principle of yesh leida if the majority of the limb came out. Umi uto lemefa ka'i. And limbs are considered on their way, animals are considered on their way out. So you can see, if rov went out, then miyut can follow it. Sha'achar ha-rov ha-miyut olech. Aval ha-chalo. She'lo yasal miyut. But here, maybe you wouldn't say the principle of yesh leid le'ivarim if only a miyut came out. You wouldn't say that. V'achar rov eiver she'bifnim ein la'ati lo she'ein miyut she'bachutz asui lahachzir lefnim because they should not also ha-rov. But it's also pashut to say that it's going to go by the rov inside because that's not the direction the animal's going in. So, you know, according to the Manda Amar Yesh Leida, it's not clear. And then he says, according to the Manda Amar also, Ein Leida Leivarim, you also have the same question. Maybe it's only Ein Leida if you don't have the principle of Rov working. But if you have the principle of Rov working, maybe you would say Yesh Leida. So the Gemara, the Rabbah goes through the Shakal Vitarya of the Gemara and proves how it could be read within Yesh Leida or within Ein Leida. Was that...
But if you say
Lamafreya Kadosh, Lamafreya gets the status.
So then what difference does it make?
So at the moment, what if the Leida somehow stop at that moment? Let's say at that moment your Maktashit is an Ola. There are nafkaminas because according to the Manda, or let's say it never achieves the status of Rov. At that moment, you, I don't know, you know, it gets cut away and you're mashlech leklavim. You can come up with nafkaminas, because remember, Afhuna always says it only is going to sell afreya kadosh once the rov comes out. What if the rest of it comes out derech dofan? Whatever the case might be. Okay. We mentioned many times, but just to mention it again because it comes up here, Ruba Kakulo. Reb Chaim is machalik between the principle of Ruba Kakulo and Holchan Achar Harov. Or he says Ruba Kakulo is a unique application of Holchan Achar Harov. He says this to explain Tosfos. Tosfos in Baba Kama, as we mentioned on Daf Chav Zayin or so, Tosfos discusses Rov by Dayanim. Rov by Dayanim. Right, the question is, we know the principle is Ein Holchin B'mamon Achar Harov. You don't follow the majority when it comes to Rov. Right, let's say the case of you bought an ox, and most people buy an ox for this purpose, and you bought it for that purpose. Ein Holchin B'mamon Achar Harov. That's the Shita of Shmuel in Maseches Bava Basra. But the question is, Ein Holchin B'mamon Achar Harov? Ask Tosfos. You follow the Rov by Nefashos, to kill somebody. So surely you should follow the majority by Mamonis. If you don't follow by Mamonis, you follow it to kill somebody. Tosfos says, no, that by nefashos, that's dayanim, that's judges. You follow the rov by a majority of 23. That is kemisha eino. The mute is kemisha eino. That's Tosfos' lashon in Baba Kama. So what does that mean? So Reb Chaim explains in the Gracha Lashas, it owes reish chav tes, that when the judges give a psak, well, go back, within the masa umaton, within the give and take, then they all have their own deah. And they all have their own sheet, and they all have to express their own opinion. But once a decision is made, the Beis Din itself says, this is the decision. The Beis Din as a unit gives the decision, that's Ruba Kukulo, that's not Holchan Achar Harov. So don't ask me cautious from a Rov Badayanim, because that's not, you know, there's no Momiyat. That's Ruba Kukulo. That's not the simple idea of Holchan Achar Harov. And that's what Rav Naftali Trupp uses this, Rav Chaim, this is quoted in the Gracha Al Hashas in parentheses, Rav Naftali Trupp, Rebbe in the Rosh Yeshiva, in the Yeshiva of the Chavetz Chaim, uses to answer the Kasha of the Mordechai. What's the Kasha of the Mordechai? The Kasha that you know there's an answer to. The Mordechai says, Dayanim have to be sitting down when they give Sag, so they're Kavuim, so why don't we say, Kol Kavua, Kamech Salmech Sadami. Everything that's stationary is as if it's half and half. We mentioned that principle in the past. That's ultimately Xeris HaKasav Pashas. To give a svar for that one is very difficult. So anything that's stationary, right, comes out. If you find, we're going to get to it later on in this Masechta. You find the piece of meat. Is it outside the butcher shops? Do you see it come out of the butcher shop? So, Kol Kavua Kamech Salmech Sadami. Second, any Dayanim give Psakim. Right? It's called Kavua. So the Mordechai tries to say, oh, the Psak is the words that come out of their mouth. So it's called the Parish Meruba Parish. It's Parish from their mouths. Says Rav Tali Trupp, no, using Rav Chaim, the Kasha doesn't get off the ground. There's no two days here. Once the Beza gives a Psak, there's no two different Shitas here. It's Ruba Kakulo. And therefore, we would say that the whole question doesn't get off the ground. Also, where does Ruba Kakulo? Right, you have a Rove of a day. Right, Ruba Kakulo. Rove Simanim. What, that's Holchan Achar Rove? The Pasha, so we discussed that then. From Rav Soloveitchik. Does Rove Simanim mean you need all Simanim, but Rove is as if it's all Simanim? Or it's a din of all you need is Rove. So the principle of, if you say Holchan Achar Rove in that case, Pasha says that it means Ruba Kakulo, that you need all Simanim, but Rove is allowed to count for Rove Simanim. Okay, so that's Ruba Kakulo. Comes up here. Viter says the Gemara. Boy Rava, more questions. Karcho besiv mahu. What happens if as the animal is coming out, you wrap it up so it does not touch the walls of the rechem on its way out? Is the kedusha of the bechor dependent on touching the walls of the rechem on its way out? So karcho besiv. If you like made at the canal coming out of the animal, you wrapped, right, you made a lining with sieve, right, a certain type of material. So do we say that it prevents kedusha, right? Yeah, that's from a palm. It's like a palm material. Mahu. Betaliso mahu. Or what if you put an unnatural substance? Your talus. Bishilyaso mahu. What if it's surrounded by its amniotic sacs? The Gemara says, that's normal. Bishilyaso urchehu. That can't be a question. Of course it has kedusha. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela b'shilya acheres lahu. What if it's the shilya of a different animal you wrapped in? Again, each of these is trying to figure out lumdis. Is this shilya might be mino? Maybe the first one's b'sheino mino. Maybe this is more mino. So it wouldn't be a problem. Or karachatu v'achazto v'hotziyasu mahu. What does this mean? It was wrapped up. V'achaso v'hotziaso. So Rashi says this means that the mialedes, there's a female mialedes that put her hands around the animal and didn't let the baby touch the sides. That's what Rashi says, right? Fourth to last skinny line. Karcha isha biyadeh. That's why it's feminine. V'hotziaso. Tosfos doesn't like it. Tosfos says it's when you have a female mialedes for animals. All the cases in Shas, you have a roa, you have a shepherd. Mialedes, maybe for a person. But not you don't have females delivering animals. So Tosfos says a total torah made of tam, totally different shot. What does it mean? It means it has a twin being born with it, and it's surrounded by its sister. That's what it means by v'hotziasa. See the Rabbeinu Tam in the middle of Tosfos Karachto, v'nidl Rabbeinu Tam, k'mo gerses Rabbeinu Chananel. Karchato achoso v'hotziaso, sheyolda nekeva imo. So does that prevent, even if it comes out first, but it has this female, it could have been a male too, which is the Bechor. But it just picks a female, just simple, because a female is not going to have Felicia's Bechor. So the boy is not touching the outside, only the girl. But the girl, it's a fetus also like it. So maybe that's a min b'mino with eno chotzeitz. That's the question according to Rabbi Chananel. Okay. Either way, these are all the questions the Gemara asks in different ways. So the Gemara says, let's go back to Rashi Pshat. So the woman put her hands on and didn't let it touch. Heichi dami, what's the case? Idanafik derech reishe patarti. When did she do this? Did the head already come out? Then it's already considered bachar. Eldanafik derech bargalosa. Must be came out feet first. So she was able to do this before Rov came out. And therefore didn't have Kedusha yet. Continuing, balasuhu chulda v'hotziasu mahu. Whoa. What if a weasel, an animal, stuck its head into the animal, swallowed the fetus, and it came out like that? So where it says, hotziaso ha'afikte. What's the shayla? So it came out, so it's the same exact shayla as the previous ones, Rashi explains. Karachto. So what's the chiddush about this shayla? So ella, bila'aso v'hotziaso, v'hichnisaso v'hikiyaso. V'yaso me'elav, mahu. It went inside the animal, swallowed the animal, took it out, then it went back in and spit it back out. And it put it back into the animal. And then it came out derech rechem. Whoa. Mahu. What about that case? So, interestingly, the Achronim pointed out the Rambam does not quote that case. So the Pashas is, what kind of case is that? But you might say, what do you mean all these cases are unusual? We're not saying that these cases actually happened. We're talking about the Lundus. We're talking about the Lundus of it. So the Brisker Rav says, maybe the Rambam doesn't quote a lot of these cases because all these cases are only Lamanda Amar that Yotze Dofen does not potter the one after it. So that's why not only are these cases crucial to know what the status is, for them, it's crucial to know relating to the animal that's going to come out in the next Leda. But we paskin that Yotze Dofen is poter anything that comes after it. That's the Rambam doesn't quote half these cases because of that. That's the Brisker Rav Sa'ara in this case. Let's continue for a minute. Hidbik Shnei Rechamim Yotze Mizevedech Lazemahu. What if you took two animals, put them, their openings of their wombs next to each other, so it went from one to one, and it came out from the other one. Right? So, hidbik shnei rechamim yasem yizev edech lazazem mahu. Or it's in the other one, so is that considered yitzia derech rechem? Didei patar, delav didei lo patar, o dilma delav didei nama patar. So, is this considered derech rechem of the second animal? Right, that was the first one for sure. Sorry, right. The first one for sure, it came out, but is this derech rechem of the second animal also? Right, this gets it to surrogate, right? Mahu. So, teku. So, the Gemara doesn't answer any of these questions. The Achronim point out that these questions are, similar questions are asked elsewhere. Right, the Maris Chayas here wonders why it's such a davar pashut in the Gemara Psachim that if you surround matzah with sieve and you swallow it, it's not the mitzvah. And here there's a teku. Right, what's the difference in the contexts? Right, so you might have to be mechali between mitzvahs and kedushas bechor, where you might need the negiyah. The Mishnah Lamelech in Machalas Asuros wonders why, this is in Yudalad Yudbeis, why nowhere in Shas do you have the shilas by averos. You have it by bechor, right here. You have it by mitzvahs, by matzah and marar. What about by yisurim? Why if I swallowed a piece of treif, but it didn't touch my throat, surrounded with sieve? He says, "Im nomar bi isurim dim karach davar isur b'siv ukiyotzi shiye pater tiheche de b'mitzvah say that you're not yotzi the mitzvah, so too you wouldn't violate the avera." Or do you say no? He says, "Lochara nir elisha din zeh shava." I would think it's similar dinim. Ela shelo yadati lama b'gamar heviu din zeh b'mitzvah say v'lo mitzvah lo sase ukeis lo masasi din zeh b'feirish. He says, I found it in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Shavuos. Okay, but that's the Mishnah Melech in Yudal and Yud-Gimel. Yalad Yud-Beis in Machalos Asuros. Okay, we don't have time to go through that more, but that is the Mishnah Melech. Vaito, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Boy Rabbi Acha, Rav Acha, Niftachu Kos Lebeis HaRechem, Mahu. What if the walls of the womb are so opened that it falls out without touching the walls of the womb? Avir Rechem Makdish V'Ha'ika. Do you need the airspace of the Rechem, and that is here? O Dilma, Negias Rechem Akachav Olecho. Do you have to touch the sides? Boy Mar Baravashi, Ne'ekru Kos Lebeis HaRechem. What if they became loose? Ne'ekru, they were, or even removed. Mahu. Ne'ekru lesser. What do you mean? They were taken out totally? Ne'ekru? They're not there. So, Ella, Ne'ekru v'tolei b'tzavari, Mahu. Mai. What, no, what if they got loose that it's on the animal now? The inside of the rechem was, maybe it was such a difficult labor that the whole inside of the rechem is like got detached and now it's on the animal. B'mekoma makachi, shlo b'mekoma lo makachi. Is it only makadish, kedushas b'char, when it's attached? O dilma shlo b'mekoma nami makachi. And we say, no, even shlo b'mekoma when it's makadish. Boy, minera b'yirimir abzera. None of these are answered. Nigmumu kos le beis harechem mahu. What if the walls of the beis harechem are peeled? Meaning the inside layer is off. Amale, nagata bebaya di baylan. Well, you just asked a kasha that we asked before. Debay Reb Zera, v'yamri la boy minei Reb Zera mei Reb Asi. Omeid rubal paris. Omeid means borrowing language from Erevin. Omeid means the part of the rechem that is intact and not peeled, and paritz means the part that was ripped off and peeled. So if you have most of it intact, but the yotza derech paritz, what if it went out on the part that was peeled, but most of it was in, so it has a full rechem, but it just didn't touch that part of it. So, paritz merubala omeid v'yotza derech omeid mahu. Or what if most of it is ripped off, but it went off and it touched the part that still had the skin there? So, those are the two questions that were asked by or to Reb Zera. So, the Gemara's Bedayik. Ad kala kami boi le'el paritz merubala omeid. Tika omeid ba'olam. So, the only shaila of going out in the peeled area is if you have omeid there too, that's the possibility where it still could have kedusha. Avol nigam, but if it's totally peeled off, you obviously see that it would not have a kedusha. Does this have any nafkaminas la'alacha l'maisa? So yes, 100%. Why the big question about a baby coming out with forceps? Get it to pigeon a ben, not just when it comes to animals. Dr. Abraham, the Nishmas Avram, discusses machlokas achronim about a forceps delivery. The Chelkas Yoav rules that a baby born by forceps delivery is exempt from pigeon a ben since the forceps intervene between him and the uterus. That's the Chalkas Yoav. The Chalkas Yaakov, Yaakov Reish, rules that he should be redeemed, but without a blessing, without a bracha. The Avnei Nezer first said he should be redeemed, but later said without a bracha. Major machlokas. But the Nishmas Avram points out that this was only earlier where they used what's called high forceps delivery. The forceps being introduced high up in the Prizdar. Nowadays, the forceps are only introduced low down in the Prizdar, so the problem being a chatzitza between the baby's head and the uterus or even the cervix does not arise. Therefore, nowadays, the types of forceps used, such a firstborn requires pidyon haben. Right, that is through the forceps. What about vacuum? Sometimes the baby's taken out with vacuums. That would require pidyon haben. There's no chatzitza there. No chatzitza when it comes to a vacuum. Again, these are all different types of shilas. Again, we don't have time to go into it. But also, the moment of birth is important lahalacha for a pidyon haben. What is the moment of birth? Well, twins being born, if part of something happens, or in terms of derech, what if you have twins and one comes out to zera and the other comes out derech rechem? How much had to be there first? So again, this is all shilas that come up. You can feel free to look at it. What's considered a nafel? Right, he talks about here about an ectopic pregnancy, which you have to use a big emergency. If the baby is implanted in the fallopian tubes, so you got to get it. So that's already a nafel. So even if it comes out to derech rechem, it might not be called a pregnancy. It might be an automatic nafel. So there would be pidyon haben. Again, all of these are shilas that have to be asked to the poskim. But again, a lot of this has lamaisa ramifications. Okay, says the Mishnah. Behema shemeis ubra betoch me'eho. An animal that its ubar is dead inside of it. Instead, the hoshid haroa as yado, and the shepherd touched it inside. Basically, this Mishnah is telling me, when does tumas nevela start? The previous Mishnah, this whole parak is about fetuses inside animals. Right, so the previous Mishnah was about when does Kedushas Bechar start. This Mishnah is about when does Tumas Nevela start. So the Hoshid Haroa as Yadav and Agabo, Bein Bevehmet Tmeh Bein Bevehmet Tahara Tahor. The Tanakhama says there's no Tumas Nevela inside the animal. No Tumas Nevela in there. Rav Yosi Aglili Amar B'tzmei Atami U'B'Torah Tar. No, kosher animals there's none. Non-kosher animals there is. Even though there's nevela, tumas nevela, even by a kosher animal. But when it comes to a kosher animal, no. By time of the Tanakama, why? What's the svara for the Tanakama? The Gemara tomorrow is going to talk about what's called Tuma Belua. But Rashi says, we're trying to come up with an answer here, even if you don't hold to that concept. Tuma Belua, swallowed up Tuma, not being Tameh. So Rashi says, we're trying to come up for an answer, even if you don't hold of that svara. So my time of the Tanakama, what's the svara? Why does the Tanakama say that there's no Tumas Nevela, period? Inside, even by a non-kosher animal, Amarav Chizda Kal V'Chomer. It's a Kal V'Chomer. Imo'ila imo latiro ba'achila lo tolo l'tahara midei nevela. The shechita of the mother here is going to allow you to eat this animal. That's the most you can do. So it's not going to prevent the tumas nevela. So that's the Kal V'Chomer that the Tanakhama holds. So Ashkechad behebet Torah. This Kal V'Chomer works by kosher animals. Right, if it's mati you to eat it, behebet tamei minala, not by non-kosher animals. So amar kra v'chiyamus mina behema zu behema tamei asher hi lachem lachlo zu behema tahora. So you have in the same pasuk. So iskish behema tamei lebehema tahora. You compare the two. Ma behema tahora ubra tahor. Afehema tamei ubra tahor. Right, so that's a hekesh between kosher and non-kosher animals in this regard. So that is all the Tanakhama. What about the second shita? Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, my time. What's his svar to be mechalik between the animals? So two days. Let's try to do both days today. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar Kra. First day, Rabbi Yitzchak says, V'kol holich al kapav b'kol hachay ha'oleches. This is the context is tumah. Any animal that walks on his paws, b'kol hachaya. We dash that phrase to mean inside any animal. So we're talking about a ben pakua, this phrase. So any animal that walks on its paws, ha'olechas v'chulu. So we darshin mahalchei kapayim, animals that walk on his claws, but kapayim we assume, we say means non-split hooves, four hooves, so they're not split altogether. Mahalchei kapayim, b'chaya temeti l'cha. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. Right? Holech al kapav, it walks on its paws, it's four paws, b'kol achaya, that's inside. So any animal that has four paws, that is inside an animal, that is tumas nevela. Right, that's the makar for Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Says the Gemara, Elameata, what do you mean? Kalad b'mei para, litame. What do we have this last week also? What if you have a kosher animal, but it's a mutation? So it's inside a cow, but it doesn't have split hooves. So it's a kosher animal. But we should say, that's tame. Why? D'mahachi kapaya b'chaya, because it's a four-hoofed animal inside a chaya. So you should say it's tame. So Gemara says, no. Mahalchi kapaya b'mahalchi arba. V'hai mahalchi arba b'mahalchi shmonu. Here the mother is kosher. The mother has eight. Right, because the mother has split hooves, the cow. So only a four in a four is going to be that's the limud of tumas nevela by a ben pakua, not a four and an eight. So Gemara says parba mea gamalo titame. So if you have a cow looking camel, right, inside a camel, if you have a cow looking animal, it shouldn't create tumas nevela, even though it's not kosher. To mahalki shmona b'mahalki arbu, it's just the opposite. You're telling me only a four and a four is going to create tumas nevela. So Gemara says, holich v'kol holich rabos par b'mei gamal. Okay, so we have a special drasha to include that. That's also going to be tame. Kol b'mei kluta li tame. Okay, so how about if you have two mutations? The mother came from a kosher animal, but it was mutated. It didn't have split hooves, and it's baby. So that's a four and a four. To mahalki arba b'mahalki arbahu, and we know that's kosher. We know that's not tame. So the Gemara says, l'hoch yahani kal v'chomer d'Rav Chisda. No, at least Rav Yossi Aglili would at least use the kal v'chomer for that case. If the mother's shechita is enough to make it mutter to eat, so it would also make it mutter to not tame. Okay, so that's all number one, Rav Yitzchak. So maskev la Rav Achtavoy bar Ami, I'll ask you a kash that's unanswerable. Chazir b'meya chazir tolo litame. What about a pig? Pigs have split hooves. That's four and a four. He should say it's not tummy. I'm sorry, that's 8 and 8. So he should say it is tahar. So that knocks out Rabbi Yitzchak. So Ella Amar Rabbi Yisla Behacha. Second suggestion: what the svara is, what the source is for Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the Mishnah. Why is a ben pakua of a kosher animal no tumas nevela and of a tummy animal tumas nevela? And we'll finish with this line: Behacha nefek kisiga b'chol tummy oben nevelas chayet tummy oben nevelas bebet tummy oben nevelas sheretz tummy. That's the pasuk. What? The only a nevela of a non-kosher animal? You only have nevela from non-kosher animals, not from kosher animals? So Ella Ezehu Ze, what must the pasuk be referring to? Ze Uber should be Tmei Tami Ubitara Torah. Must be talking about a Ben Pakua. Because real animals have Tumas Avela. What does Rabbi Yosef Glili do with now pasuk number one? If pasuk number two is his real source, what does he do with pasuk number one? So he loved Rabbi Yitzchak. Had it not been for Rabbi Yitzchak's drasha, Hava Amina Kuli L'Kedrebi Hudasa, I might have used the whole Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak for Rebbe Shita, which we're going to have tomorrow. I wouldn't have darshaned it in the way that I did. Kamash Malan, that's why you need both to darsh. I use Rabbi Yitzchak. Once I have Rabbi Yitzchak, then I know what. Meaning, once I have the Kaholich al Kapav, Bakalachaya, I know that I should darsh in this pasuk in this way. We're going to get to what Rebbe says tomorrow, Bez Hashem. But that is, those are the two deos of what the Sfar is for Rabbi Yosei Glili. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tanya, and Bez Hashem, we will continue with Behema HaMakasha. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Aryeh Schneider, Bezchus Besoros Tovos, and we all hope for Besoros Tovos, Yeshuos V'Nechabos. Bez Hashem, I hope the mitzvah shiur is going to be starting today on OU.org. We're going to continue the mitzvah shiur that we left off with at the end of June. And Bez Hashem, Parsha shiur this week is Tuesday night. Tuesday night and not Wednesday night.